Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I hope you're doing well today. Today's Friday, and it's the end of the week, and we look forward to the end of the week because then it means that it's the end of a work week for many, and it's the beginning of family time, precious time, and we look forward to that. Well, today's word of encouragement comes to us out of the Gospel according to St. John. Let's turn to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21. And we've been talking about Peter, Simon Peter, Simon Peter. And the Lord has been using these accounts of Simon Peter to encourage us, to be all that God would have us to be, despite of our failures, because we do fail. And we do fail not because God failed, we failed because we failed. We failed to listen to God, obey God, and follow through. But in the midst of our failure, there is recovery. The Lord allows us to recover from where we stumbled, to recover from our backslidings, to recover from our sinful ways, and to turn to Him. Because He that began the good work in you, and He that began the good work in me, will fulfill it. Will fulfill it. So let's turn to John chapter 21. And I want to begin reading at verse 14 to kind of give us an introduction. John 21:14, and it reads in the following manner. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. This was the third time. So when they had dined, verse 15, Jesus said unto Simon Peter. Simon Peter has been the person we've been studying, the person. And we've been gleaning from the life of Peter. We've been gleaning some lessons and we've been applying them to us. And so now think of us sitting with Jesus and the Lord is directing this conversation to you and to me. And Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me more than these? And, of course, he says unto the Lord, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. Then he said unto him, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. So now we come to the third part in this word of encouragement, which is entitled, feed my flock. Now, the reason why it's called feed my flock and not my lambs is because when you read the next verse, Jesus said, feed my sheep. So lambs and sheep make the flock. Lamb and sheep make the flock. So that's why I entitled it, feed my flock. Now, here the Bible tells us in John 21:14 that this was the third time that Jesus had showed himself to his disciples, to the 11, after his resurrection. Now, if we can just go to Luke 22 again, let's go to Luke 22 and let's pick it up where we last left off. Luke 22, verse 31. This was Wednesday's lesson. And in Luke 22:31, it reads, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. Then Simon said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, crow shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that you know me. The cock shall not crow, the rooster shall not crow this day, before thou shalt three times deny that you know me. That's where we left it off. And so when we come back to John 21, let's come back to John 21, we see here that this is after the Last Supper, of course. Luke 22:31 and following was the Last Supper. Jesus was having the Last Supper with his disciples. And, of course, Jesus turns to Peter, and unbeknown to Peter, Peter didn't know that Satan had showed up and had had this conversation with Jesus, and that they talked, and that Satan asked to have permission that if Jesus can hand over Peter. And the purpose for Satan wanting to hang out with Peter, if you will, was that he might destroy him. That he might destroy him. But the Lord said, no, you can't have him. I'm going to pray for him. And I want him to turn around. I want him to be reconverted. I want him to get converted all over again. When he is turned around, his assignment is to go strengthen his brethren. Now, Peter, talking out of turn, said, no, Lord, listen, I'm ready, I'm strong, I'm, you know, Lord, your assessment of me is wrong. I'm going to go to prison with you, and even if I've got to die, I'll die with you. And the Lord said to Peter, stop talking nonsense. The crow, the cock, the rooster, won't even crow once before you've already denied that you know me three times. And so then we know that right after the Last Supper, Jesus goes to Gethsemane, he prays, he's arrested. After that, he's beaten, he's flogged, he's nailed on the cross, he dies, he's buried, he rose from the dead. And now, see, this is in John 21, this is the third time that Jesus appears to the disciples. And now he turns his attention, like he did at the Last Supper, when they were dining. Remember, they were dining at the Last Supper. Now they're dining again. And Jesus turns to Peter and says, Peter, do you love me more than these? And Jesus is referring to the disciples. Do you love me more than your bosom buddies here? And he says, yeah, Lord, you know that I love you. And he says, well, if you love me, feed my lambs. And again, Jesus said to him a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? Pointing to the fellas. And he says, yeah, Lord, you know I love thee. He says, feed my sheep. Now, some scholars have made the argument, have proposed the idea that the Lord is asking Peter, three times does he love him? Because three times the Lord, Peter denied the Lord. And that's understandable that they would make that connection. And there's no arguing there. But what I love about these verses is that the Lord is recommissioning Peter. Peter failed. Out of all the disciples, excluding Judas, out of all the disciples, Peter failed the worst. He denied the Lord. He denied knowing the Lord. He denied being a disciple of the Lord. He denied being a follower of the Lord three times. What, are you crazy? I don't know that guy. Oh, what, me? Me? The fisherman? What do I have to do with a carpenter? Me? A fisherman? What do I have to do with a delusional preacher? See, he denied him three times. Now, if you're my friend and we're together and you deny me, I'm going to be very disappointed. Especially when you see, the Lord was disappointed because he had made Peter his chief disciple. And that's why he's directing himself to Peter. Listen, Satan knew that Peter was Jesus' chief disciple, for in Matthew 16, Jesus gave to Peter the keys of the kingdom. He didn't give the keys of the kingdom to all the disciples there. Read that carefully. He gave the keys of the kingdom to Peter alone. Now, when Peter had the keys, Satan knew, okay, the one that has the keys, he's the important one. And that's why at the Last Supper, Satan came looking for Peter, who had the keys. He came asking for Peter, that he may sift him like wheat. And so here we have the Lord saying, listen, Peter, listen to me, Peter. Do you love me? Now you told people you didn't even know me. Now, Peter, do you love me? Let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's talk serious. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. He says, okay, feed my lambs. In other words, go do ministry. Go take care of the little ones in the kingdom. Go take care of the babies in the kingdom. Feed them. Bottle feed them. Give them the sincere milk of the word. Go, Peter, go. Yeah, you blew it a couple of days ago. You blew it. A couple of weeks ago, you messed up. And it's recorded how you denied me. Even before the rooster crowed, you denied me. Yet, but on this night, I recommission you. Feed my lambs. But Lord, I denied you three times. I really, really messed up. Okay, let's keep talking. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I really love you. Then feed my sheep. Not only am I giving you the care of my lambs, but now I'm expanding your commission. Feed my sheep. Feed my older saints. Feed the saints who have been in the kingdom for a far greater period of time. Feed my what? Sheep. And then he says, if you love me, Peter, yes, okay, feed my flock. The recommissioning Christ. Isn't it wonderful to have a relationship with Jesus? How first he sees us in John 1 when we're nothing but the son of Jonas. We have no direction. We have no purpose, and we're just fishermen. Like there were myriads of other fishermen. And here the Lord looks at you, looks at me, and says, your name is so-and-so, and I'm going to turn you into this. You see, there's a progression. There's an odyssey. There's a journey in our walk with the Lord. There's a journey. But now at this stage, at the last stage, we're at the last stage, folks. And now there's work to be done. And the Lord says what? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. But you say to me, but radio shepherd, I'm not a pastor. But so I reply to you and say, okay, go to James chapter 1. Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. It says in James chapter 1, it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless. See, who's the fatherless? The little lambs, the little orphans. And to visit who else? The widows. See, those are what? Those are the sheep. So when you visit the fatherless and you visit the widows, and the word there, visit, means to bring them something. You just don't show up empty-handed. No. You see, because it says to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction. In their affliction. In what? In their affliction. When they're going through. When they're going through. The beauty of the gospel is that Jesus has people. Jesus has members. Jesus has shepherds. Jesus has apostles that do what? That visit the fatherless and the widows. See, Jesus has that. Jesus has those people. Are you one of those people? Because you just said to me that you weren't a pastor. Well, it doesn't say here in James 1:27 that you have to be a pastor. It just means that you need to have feet and eyes and hands and a will. Feet, eyes, hands, and a will. Ears to hear what the widows are going through. Ears to hear what the orphans are going through. Then you need a body and you need the will to go to the supermarket and bring them back a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. That's the gospel, my brothers and sisters. That's the gospel. Now, of course, Peter is feeding them spiritually. But I'm sure there were cases in the church when people needed to be fed physically. And so James says, that's pure religion. That's where the rubber really meets the road. When you and I can roll up our sleeves and take care of people who are in what? In need. But then Jesus, if you turn to Matthew 25, turn with me in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 31. Matthew 25, verse 31. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of his own holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left hand. Then shall say the king unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. This is Jesus talking now. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when were you ever hungry, and we fed you? When were you ever thirsty, and we gave you drink? When saw we thee as a stranger, and we took you in? Or when did we see you naked, and we clothed you? Or when were you sick or in prison, and we came unto thee? Then the king shall say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then he shall say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry or thirst or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them and say, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not. And all these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. So there you have it, folks. You see, Jesus posed the question to Peter. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Okay, so then if you love me, then feed my lambs. You see, that's what Jesus is saying here in Matthew 25. By feeding people, by clothing people, by helping people, is as if we were doing it unto Jesus. And so it's time to get busy. The Lord is doing to us like he did to Peter. Perhaps you denied the Lord. Perhaps you walked away. Perhaps you stopped serving God. He now recommissions you. He says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, visit the fatherless, visit the widows, bring them something. Minister to their bodily needs. Minister to their spiritual needs. And when you so do, it's as if you were doing it unto me. Saints, my brothers, my sisters, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And the Lord is saying to you and to me, whether we have ordination papers or not, whether you wear a ministerial collar or not, whether you have had hands laid on you or not, the Lord says, go, go, go. I'm commissioning you. But Lord, you know, my church doesn't recognize me as a missionary. Go. My church doesn't recognize me as an evangelist. Go. Do you have a testimony? Do you have a word? Do you have a gospel? Go. Go. Share what you know. And most of all, share your love. The love that will compel you that when you visit a little old lady, you will say, with your permission, ma'am, the Lord has instructed me to look into your refrigerator to see if you have milk and eggs and bread. So please forgive. I'm going to look. And then once you notice what then you go and say, ma'am, I'll be right back. I'm going to the store to get you your milk. You're missing some things here. I want to make sure that when I leave, you have everything that you need to survive for a week or two. See, that's visiting a widow. That's visiting the fatherless. And you visit them when their refrigerator is empty, in their affliction, while the pressures of life are upon them. That's true religion. That's pure religion. That's what God looks for. So go feed his lambs. Go feed his sheep. Join me. Join others in doing what Jesus sent us to do. I'm so encouraged. I'm so encouraged because, you know, Jesus' church is far different from the church that we see today. In the church that you see today, you're paralyzed. You can't do anything unless you get permission. And if you do something, you get scolded because you didn't ask my permission. Well, I got Jesus' permission. Scold me all you want. I'll do it again. You see, we need to have a church that is compassion on wheels. We need to have true ministry for true hurting people. Let's believe God. Let's trust God. Did you hear him say, feed my lambs? Did you hear him say to your heart, feed my sheep? Then go. And you'll see that when you go and you do what the Lord has put in your heart to do, you're going to see that you're going to be happier than ever because you are living out your destiny in Christ. Well, that does it for today. I'm so happy that you tuned in to hear this series, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And listen to it again, rather, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday series. So if you missed Monday, go listen to Monday. If you missed Wednesday, go and listen to all three. And you'll hear the Lord speaking to you and recommissioning you to go, even if you're messed up. Hear the voice of the Lord saying, go. Be of good cheer. I want to close today's broadcast with this wonderful hymn, The Lord My Shepherd. The Lord My Shepherd. Until Sunday, this is Radio Shepherd signing off. May the Lord keep you and watch over you and bless you. Amen.
I will try.